On this, the last day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, which for the sake of continuity we will say this evening also at Mass, but not tomorrow. Tomorrow is the great feast of Pentecost. In fact, it is, after Easter, the most important feast in the whole of the liturgical calendar of the Church. Unfortunately, because of lack of knowledge from the clergy mostly, and lack of piety from the clergy mostly, the Feast of Pentecost has taken a sort of back seat, in a sense. But after Easter, it is the most important feast. It is even more important than Christmas. And so today, we end this novena looking forward and asking, beseeching the Holy Spirit to fill us with Himself, with the Father and the Son who come with Him, for they are inseparable. And of course, every single day, there are many saints in the martyrology. Today, mentioned in the Mass is St. Bede the Venerable. It's interesting, though he has long ago been canonized, he's still called the Venerable, which is the second step in the process of canonization. First of all, is the servant of God, so-and-so, and then venerable, and then blessed, and then saint. The same Bede was a monk of England when he was very, very young. In those days, even children entered the monastery. And not only did he enter the monastery, but he also was educated in the superlative sense of the word, so that he also was familiar with Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek and Latin, very much in the footsteps of St. Jerome. And in fact, St. Bede, his main title is that he is the father of history of the English Church, of the British Church, ending with himself, of course. Otherwise, we would have not found out about all the many wonderful saints and kings who were also saints, some of them, that the Lord had provided for this little part of the world, which nevertheless was to control the whole world eventually, even though it lost the faith. And then it is slowly regaining it while everything else is being torched. But St. Bede is one who gives us the history of the Church in England, in Scotland, and Wales, and Ireland, not only of the saints and the monastic churches, the bishops and archbishops and kings, and all the different movements which stirred in the Church in England. And of course, eventually, this would continue with the great gift of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Father, St. Gregory the Great, to Britain with the magnificent gift of St. Augustine of Canterbury, whose feast we recently celebrated. Today, too, as we celebrate the gifts of the Holy Spirit upon the saints, it's a feast of that first of many, many popes who bear his name, that is, John. Today is a feast of St. John the First, and he was persecuted and died in a dungeon after many sufferings in the year 526. His history, too, is also very, very interesting and important. So today, as we look forward to the great feast of Pentecost, we ask Almighty God to bring it back fully to the place that it has and should have in the Church and in the sacred liturgy. And of course, one of the biggest crimes in the so-called reform of the liturgy, which was not a reform but a deform, was the fact that they did away with the octave of Pentecost, which we will nevertheless celebrate. And we have always celebrated here in this shrine, in this parish. And of course, this feast ends with the explosion, as it were, into the world of the complete revelation through the Holy Spirit of the three persons of the Blessed Trinity on the feast next Sunday of the Most Holy Trinity. So let us pray to Almighty God. And in the meantime, let us pray to Almighty God to allow us to overcome and to make reparation for the horrible sins that are being committed in the world and particularly in our own community. And now we continue with the last day of the novena to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.